Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
That's not even good.
It's a big disappointment, and it's a big surprise. We were expecting a million jobs to have come back.
Missed it by that much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion bill passed in March, was too much. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
If you haven't felt it yet, it's coming. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers, soft drinks, plane tickets, even ketchup packets are in short supply.
Ketchup. Ketchup. Where's the ketchup at?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Here's a text from the Cape about the unemployment scams. We were talking about those. I did not apply and got a 1099-G. That's a tax form for, I think, a part-time worker. Someone got big money with my Social Security number, called DUA, and they had no answer as to where the money went. Detective tells me hundreds of calls per week just in Barnstable alone about unemployment fraud. Money goes to a card in Jamaica or Africa. I've even reached out to Senator Whelan. He says DUA gets 200,000 calls a week. No one is talking about this. I think, you're right. Not enough people are talking about this. You know, Marty Walsh, the Secretary of Labor, former mayor of Boston, he's quoted today. He had to do a press conference about the lousy jobs report. But his number two person in his department was the head of the unemployment insurance program in California. And I think the number was one-third of the unemployment checks that were issued last year in the state of California in this scam were fraudulent, one-third. And now she got a big promotion up to the number two job in the Labor Department of the United States. Time now for the Chump Line.
Mayor, on behalf of the Association of Politicians Who Killed Woman with a Car, MMI hereby welcome Caitlyn Jenner to our club.
What the hell's he talking about?
You didn't know Caitlyn Jenner killed somebody?
No, I knew Mrs. George W. Bush killed somebody, but that way back when.
Caitlyn Jenner was involved in some sort of car crash. It was ruled as not her fault.
Oh, well, and then it's a very different then from Ted Kennedy's car crash, isn't it?
There was no sobriety test administered.
Oh, okay. All right. This more Democrat dirty tricks on the Chump Line here.
On the bright side, half of the unfilled 7 million jobs are with the IRS's newly expanded auditing division.
Right. What did he say? He wants to spend another $80 billion on the IRS? That's a great use of money. I wonder how long it's going to be before you have to put on your party affiliation on the income tax forms. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much he declared that everyone must wear them. It only took centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Hey, you know, $2 trillion here, $3 trillion there. Pretty soon, we're going to be talking some real money.
Yeah, I know. That was the late Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois. He used to say, billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon, you're talking real money. Now, we have a Ted Cruz cut, actually.
Joe Biden when they let him out of the basement. And he teams up with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They are losing it. They are spending money like crazy. Dear God, please, nobody tell the Democrats what comes after a trillion.
Pretty good line, Ted.
When the Green New Deal is implemented, Center of Locust will be the new name for your local supermarket's meat counter. At least we can cook the locust in our American Rescue pan.
Yes, I'd like to get a nice cut of trange at the Center of Locust to put into my Ameriscan Rescue pan.
Well, the epic failure of the Biden administration jobs report was certainly disappointing, and the rise in unemployment was definitely unexpected. but don't worry, folks, we'll just do more government spending.
That's right. That's right. The jobs report is too bad to be true. The economy will be fine. Recovery hasn't run out of gas, says the Boston Globe. It's understandable. It's going to take some time. You're not just going to snap your fingers and get everyone back to work, etc., etc., etc.
Pretty soon there'll be a shortage of now hiring signs because they can't hire enough people to make them.
Yeah, as a texter said earlier, you know, you want to make some money, get into the business of making help wanted signs.
The Chinese are eating our lunch. Don't let them come after our tapioca.
Yeah. Joe is back home in Delaware now. He's watching the Hazel binge. He's binging on Hazels, and then he's going to have some Matlocks later on tonight if he's able to stay awake past 7 o'clock at night.
Joe Biden has given us the Yogi Berra economy. The economy is growing, but no one's hiring.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yogi used to say, nobody go to about a restaurant. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Come on, Howie. You really don't want to subject me to job lock, do you?
Yeah. I know. That was what Nancy Pelosi said when Obamacare was passed. Remember that? She said this frees workers from job lock so they can go about really important things like becoming poets. Okay. Okay, Nancy. And shortly thereafter, she was the former speaker. Let's hope it happens again.
With this president, the only thing coming back is the Great Depression.
Yeah, I don't know what the, I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know if it'll be a depression, but I tell you, stagflation in the late 1970s and early 1980s was bad enough. I don't want it to get any, I don't want to know how much worse it could get.
Howie, those numbers are fake. I know for a fact Joe Biden added 3 million of jobs to the economy. I consider welfare a government job.
Yeah, he certainly considers it a government job. There's 4 million people out of work who were working before the panic was fomented last year. So there's 7.4 million jobs unfilled, going wanting, and there are 4 million people who apparently aren't looking for jobs. So you're right, they're on the government dole, if not payroll. But dole rhymes with payroll.
I was trying to find a happy birthing person's day card, but I can't seem to locate one. Could you help me?
I know someone sent me an email today from one of the local public school systems in suburban Boston, and it said, you know, some people celebrate Mother's Day this week and Father's Day next month, but here in this school system, we're very woke. They didn't use that word woke, but that's what they meant. We celebrate Parents' Day. Parents' Day. It's going to be in between Mother's Day and Father's Day. Maybe next year it'll be Birthing Parents' Day.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on weekdays. The number to call is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more chump line messages that are not played right now, go to Chopped Chumps. That's the leftover extra surplus chump line messages. We post them, Chopped Chumps, at around 7 o'clock Eastern time every weeknight. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much he decreed everyone must wear one. It took centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Well, the epic failure of the Biden administration jobs report was certainly disappointing, and the rise in unemployment was definitely unexpected. But don't worry, folks. We'll just do more government spending.
Yeah, that'll make everything better. That will improve everything. Let's just put on a couple more overtime shifts at the U.S. Treasury to print more money, more legal tender. In God we trust. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and now the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Biden says higher welfare payments aren't keeping people from going back to work. Do you agree?
He actually said it this morning, and nobody pushed back on him, of course. The cream of the White House press corps, they just lapped it up with a spoon. No, of course not. It's ridiculous.
96% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Federal prosecutors in Boston made several arrests today. 19 charged in ride-hailing fake driver account scheme. Not a great headline, but it's kind of difficult to explain. Federal prosecutors charged 19 people Friday for their alleged roles in a nationwide scheme that used stolen identities to cheat ride-hailing and delivery service companies. The suspects, all Brazilian citizens, set up fraudulent driver accounts with multiple ride-hailing and delivery companies using about 2,000 stolen identities, federal prosecutors in Boston said. They then sold the accounts to drivers who could not otherwise qualify for jobs, including those who could not pass background checks and were ineligible to work in the U.S. because they're illegal aliens. They're only coming to America to commit the identity fraud that Americans can't be bothered doing anymore, is to paraphrase George W. Bush. 10 suspects, most of whom resided in Massachusetts, but also from California and Florida, have been arrested. 9 others remain at large in the wind. 844-500-4242. There are some good reporters out there, and they are willing. They're still reporters, mainly local reporters. Not many people in Washington, that's for sure. They're all flatterers, courtiers, hagiographers. But there are some decent reporters out there, and there was one in Detroit who was asking or pressing Governor Gretchen Whitmer about her latest maneuvers. As you know, she said, don't put your boats back into the water in the Great Lakes. Don't go to the Upper Peninsula. Then her husband goes to the Upper Peninsula and says, put my boat in the water, to the guy who runs the storage dock, because, you know, I'm the husband of the governor. And then she said last month, everybody stay home for spring break. Don't go to Florida. And then she not only went to Florida, but she got 3 businessmen who own a plane. They all, you know, use it at different times, from old big companies in Michigan. She got them to give her their private plane so she could fly down to visit her father, who she claimed was ailing. But then the father was seen a few days later in at a shopping mall, getting into a Tesla and driving away. So he wasn't ailing all that much. He was just passing the winter in West Palm Beach. So this is a reporter yesterday pressing the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, on her private plane that she used after lecturing everyone else in Michigan to stay home and not go to Florida. Cut 17.
Today, Deadline Detroit had a report about, they say that you went to Detroit businessmen to ask for their private plane to go to Florida to visit your dad. I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that report. I mean, who paid for that trip when you went down to Florida?
I've said everything I'm going to say about my trip to go check on my father. It was a quick trip. It was an important family reason for doing it, and I've got nothing to add.
They said that they figured she makes a salary of about $130,000-$140,000 a year. If she used that plane, and they said she may have used it multiple times, it might probably cost her $40,000 if she'd have paid for it, which would be like more than 1/4 of her annual income as governor of Michigan. But of course, she didn't pay for it. If she had paid for it, she would have answered it. The reporter continued to press her. Cut 18.
The issue is, Governor, that your office has been very secretive about it, and so the question is, why so secretive about it? Why not come to the public, to Michiganders or Michiganers? Or school?
We don't discuss my travel. I have received an incredible number of death threats over the last year and a half. There are a lot of reasons that we don't discuss how I travel and when I travel, and that's all I'm going to say at this point.
You know, if you have any kind of profile on social media, you're going to get death threats. I'm not discounting death threats. Some death threats are more serious than others, but you just can't say, I can get away with anything because I get a death threat. That just does not pass the smell test anymore. So then an assistant to the governor, I don't know if this is one of the assistants who also went to Florida on a different trip, but one of the assistants asked the reporter if he has any other questions. Cut 19.
Can you at least share the dates of that travel?
I've told you I've said everything.
I would have said yes. Why didn't you use any roads and bridges to get to Florida instead of taking a plane?
Yeah, I love that. Do you have any on-topic questions? Yeah, what were the dates? That guy is. I think he's on topic. That's the topic of the day in Michigan. Why did she tell other people not to do what she then did, and then she got it on the arm? How many people would like to get a free ride on a private jet to Florida? Pretty nice. Yeah, it was an overnight trip for 4 days. 4 days, turned out. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And it's that time of the week. It's the third hour, the bottom of the third hour. And you know what time that is.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the local constabulary to grace@HowieCarrShow.com. grace@HowieCarrShow.com. It can be from the local daily or weekly newspaper. It can be from the internet. Many weeklies still have columns that are written by the police department. They call the police log, the police blotter. Wherever you get your information, we just want to get the funny stories involving the cops. And you send them to grace@HowieCarrShow.com, or you can still fax them to us. We still have a fax number, 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read what we consider the funniest entries of the week and the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will be getting a copy of Plug Uglies once again, because a lot of mugshots. I didn't print them out because I'm trying to save ink, but the mugshots this week would really blow your mind.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I do have a real fax this week, which I thought was sweet.
Oh, a fax.
Yeah,
good.
I knew you'd like that.
Very good.
All right, guys, let's start off with politician caught using fake backdrop to hide that he was driving during virtual meeting. So you can do this now with the Zooms. You can kind of make any background you want. And so he had this background of like a kitchen behind him, but he had his seatbelt on. So everyone could see him kind of leaning over to turn his blinker on and checking both ways.
Well, maybe, you know, he could have said that he was responding to the Babylon Bee story last week, where they told you had to wear your seatbelt even outside, after you got out of the car, because just like you have to wear your mask outside.
Yeah, it says Andrew Brenner, a Republican, attended the virtual meeting on Zoom the same day that his colleagues introduced a bill to punish distracted drivers. The senator had put an image of a home office as his background in an effort to conceal his actual whereabouts, a car. This is what he said. The politician said, "I wasn't distracted. I was paying attention to the driving and listening to the meeting. I had two meetings."
That's what they all say.
Did he do this as a show of like solidarity against the bill?
That's what I kind of thought, Taylor, but I'm not
like
sure.
As a point to prove that you can do two things at one time because you're an adult?
I don't know, because if you watch the video, it is pretty funny. Like, he has this whole background and he's just driving with his seatbelt. It's worth looking into. Okay.
You know, the problem with going to those legislative meetings and driving is, you know, when I've been to those legislative meetings, my eyes get really heavy quickly, you know?
So you can't be driving at the same time.
I, that's what I'm saying. It's not distracted driving. It could be comatose driving.
Exactly. Guy punches man in the face several times at South Station while demanding his phone back. Man,
South Station in Boston?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you sent me this.
I probably.
I didn't know if you were testing me. I'm like, yeah.
I'm pretending this is on the level.
Man didn't have his phone. It was at lost and found the whole time.
Oh, that's, yeah, this was a good one. So he starts punching the guy accusing him. And then when they arrest him, they say, let's go see if your phone is at the lost and found. And there it is.
You always got to check the lost and found. It's very rarely that the lost and found finds what you lost.
Right.
But you want to
avoid
a situation.
This was one of those rare occasions.
Transit police report arresting an allegedly short-tempered Providence man who blamed another man at cell station for stealing his phone and then began punching him in the face, even though the victim had nothing to do with the fool's phone, which was waiting for him at the lost and found.
Another friend of Jaisal Korea, most likely.
Man erects poop wall after property dispute with neighbor.
A poop wall?
Yes.
Does this involve Joy Reid's neighbors?
No.
A Michigan, Michael Steele?
You know, AOC is not going to like this story. A Michigan man devised a smelly way to resolve a property dispute with his neighbor by erecting a 250-foot-long wall of cow poop between their homes. Normally, they spread
he
it
must
on...
must have had a lot of cows.
Normally, they spread it on the field, but they decided to make a fence out of it. Victim Wayne... That's a little... Yeah, a little bit of a stretch. Victim Wayne Lamberth.
He probably filed a police report.
If you had a poop
report.
Fence along your property line, Grace, I think you'd qualify as a victim.
Victim Wayne Lamberth told Fox of the fecal fortification.
Ooh, I like that alliteration.
Which appeared next door following a feud with his neighbor in 2020. Wonder if politics
the fecal fortification feud.
That's when his neighbor decided to build one of his own out of a massive supply of cow dung. Some great words in that. All right, now you guys waited. We're about the fourth story in. Naked woman leads Arkansas police on chase. Gets tackled by officer.
A naked woman in Arkansas. Bill Clinton's thinking of moving back to his old home state.
An officer was able to set up a tire puncturing spike strip. Gotta love that. That's really old school. Near a mile marker, dash cam footage from a state police vehicle shows the truck's front driver's side tire was blown out and Lewis was forced to pull over. That's the last name of the woman. The video shows her quickly getting out of the driver's side of the truck wearing only a jacket and what appears to be a shirt on her head. She takes the jacket off.
On her head. Okay.
She takes the jacket off as she walks towards officers. An officer with a large gun then appears in front of the police vehicle and tackles her.
A large gun.
Yes.
Deidre Lewis was her name. And yeah, not a pretty sight.
Burial by sea. 300-pound gator hit and dragged for nearly a mile, then dumped into the San Jacinto River.
San Jacinto.
San Jacinto. Sorry. Yeah, this is
this in Texas?
A driver is likely going to have to file a unique insurance claim after his vehicle was damaged when he hit and dragged a 10-foot gator in Montgomery County. Anthony Jackson was driving the posted speed heading eastbound around.
If I hit a 10-foot gator, I think I'd come to a stop. I might not get out of the car until I was sure the gator was dead, but I think I would stop.
That's what I was thinking, too. It is weird that he went for nearly a mile. There's something that doesn't add up. But here's what's interesting. It happened around 3 a.m. on Thursday. Not throwing around accusations.
Now I know why he didn't stop.
As he was crossing.
What time is last call in Montgomery County?
But it doesn't sound like he did anything wrong because you'd think that would be included in it. You know what I mean? If they figured out he was driving, you know, under the influence or anything. I think he just happened to hit a gator. He hit a 300-pound gator that was in the road and dragged it under his vehicle for nearly a mile. Jackson was not injured, but the gator did not survive the crash. It was loaded onto a wrecker while officials waited for a decision from the game warden about what to do with the body. Ultimately, the game warden decided on a burial by sea, and the gator's body was dumped into the river.
I think that was a good move. That's the best solution.
I was talking.
The gator can be recycled now.
I was talking about burials at sea with someone the other day. When they do those now, it has to be your ashes, right? They can't just dump whole bodies into the ocean.
No.
That's what I figured.
No. You know, that's what Whitey told John Matarano when they killed Callahan. They dumped John Callahan dumped his body in the trunk of his car and then put it in the long-term lot at the Miami International Airport. And Whitey said, "What are you doing? Don't you have a boat?" Johnny said, what are you talking about? He said, chop him up. Feed him to the sharks.
Oh, so much work, though. It's also cruel and awful and terrible, but it's like that. You ever watched a true crime doc?
But you know what they call it? Do the Houdini. You know, make the body disappear. It's you know, once you make the once the body's gone, it's a lot harder to put together a murder case.
Yeah, but it's really hard to get rid of a body. To really get rid of it.
That's why Johnny had a boat.
Yeah, that's true. Man who spray painted 100 penises on road threatened with legal action. Now this man, I know what you're thinking from the headline. Villain. But actually,
what was the gator's name, by the way?
Bertha.
Bertha?
Bertha. Or if you want to go with the German pronunciation, Bertha.
Bertha.
Mm. You read the headline and you think, vandal, you know, spray painting 100 penises. How irresponsible. But actually, you read down how, you read the whole thing. He's a hero. Listen to this. A New Zealand man. Get it out of your system. Go ahead.
Crikey, mate. How many Fosters do you have before he done this?
You're actually going to like this guy. A New Zealand man who began drawing very large private parts around the potholes in his home city in 2018 in the hopes of attracting the attention of his local council has been threatened with police action. A New Zealand activist who specializes in drawing large private parts around the streets.
I don't really think I like this guy very much.
Wait Grace. For it, though. Jeff Upson, who calls himself a road safety campaigner, estimates he has made about 100 lewd drawings on streets with potholes in the hopes that the images will motivate officials to pave over them. So they said to him that he had to remove them, and he said, he wrote, offended, good, maybe the road will get fixed soon, the 30-year-old wrote on his Facebook page. If they come out and fix the road, then 100% of my drawings will be removed. I don't know. I find that it's a little bit, it's a little bit, you know.
Why couldn't he have painted like a maple leaf or a squirrel?
Because how you got to paint what gets people, you know, you got to be a, what's it called? Provocateur.
Was he, I guess he was a graffiti artist, as the late Mayor Mumbles Menino used to say. By the way, did you see there's a crime wave in Atlanta? Speaking of gay stuff, Grindr.
You know, who is speaking of gay stuff?
Well, the guy's painting these things. I'm jumping to conclusions.
You
perhaps.
Sure are.
But these guys are seeking dates on Grindr, and so these several people have decided they respond and say, okay, I'll meet you in this wooded area, this abandoned area, and so the guy who wants a date with another guy shows up, and guess what happens?
What?
He gets mugged. And they steal his car and his wallet and his cell phone and everything else. It's happened like 3, 4, 5 times.
Well, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because dating apps you have to be very careful with, or hookup apps, whatever you want to call it. But speaking of that, that brings me to something else you need to be careful with. This was the actual police blotter facts that we received for this Friday. On May 3rd at approximately 2:05, Buxton Police, PM, received a complaint of a possible robbery and carjacking. The calling party was identified as 30-year-old Devin Goodson. That's the woman. Goodson was reporting having picked up a hitchhiker.
A woman picked up a hitchhiker. Not a good move. Not a good move for anybody to pick up a hitchhiker.
Around the Bar Mills Bridge, the male suspect went into the store. He asked her to stop at the variety store. He went into the store and ran out with 2 bottles of Fireball whiskey. He then stated he was...
Shocking.
He was in the back of the vehicle.
Fireball.
So she says he was in the back of the vehicle. He pulled out a knife and ordered me to drive away. He said he had my license and, you know, he knew where I lived and all this stuff. So the police got her whole story and they went to the store and they looked at the footage. Guess who was right there with him, actively stealing the booze?
The woman?
Yeah.
Someone needs to do a survey of how many nip bottles are abandoned anywhere. I'm guessing at least 50% of the abandoned nip bottles on the sidewalks and in the gutters are Fireball.
Yeah, that is the most popular. You don't see a lot of, like, vodka or anything.
We need to ban cinnamon-flavored whiskey.
Fireball.
It's like the menthol cigarettes
All we need is a seven-day waiting period for Fireball nips.
Do you notice, too, that nips, they're never just, you know, they're discarded on the street, but they're always crunched up, like stepped on, mangled.
Well, that never happened when they were glass, but now that they've gone to plastic, you know, there's no downside to running them over.
The thought of glass nips, that was before my time. Way before.
I think they still got glass nips.
Really?
They do. Don't they, Taylor?
That feels like a recipe for disaster.
I've never bought a nip in my life.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I know, yeah. Don't protest too much.
I buy the big bottle.
Yeah, right.
I swear.
I haven't ever bought a nip either. Wink, wink.
All right. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know that you have realized all of the money for your property and whether you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate these days, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you, the seller, pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please, for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Drink, drink, everyone drink. It's not as bad as we used to think. If pounds you would burn off, then turn on your Smirnoff and drink.
Bruce from the Met says, I've never bought a nip either, Taylor, but I do know there are a lot still sold in glass, or so I've heard.
Oh.
And Officer Mark wants to know, Grace, did you use the 27 Tito nips I gave you for your birthday?
Oh, many, many moons ago, my friend. Those are long gone. Thank you, though, Officer Mark.
See, that's the thing. I mean, you can get high-end booze in a nip, and you can get Fireball.
You really can. And when you see a high-end booze in a nip, it's absolutely adorable. Like, it looks like the bottle just shrunken down. It's adorable. Okay, so here are the two winners. And just a reminder, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Please check out their delicious bread. We love Piantedosi, and we love Joe Piantedosi, too. I hope he's listening. Make sure you check out their rolls, their bread. Everything's delicious. All righty, here we go. Florida man arrested for allegedly impersonating doctor injecting Botox while drinking.
Dr. Fauci?
Jacksonville, Florida. A Florida man is charged with impersonating a doctor.
Was he an anesthesiologist? He was anesthetizing himself before he anesthesiologist, or whatever the word is.
Nelson Turin hosted a Botox and Bubbles event at a local business.
Botox and Bubbles.
He was allegedly drinking four Locos while he operated on his unsuspecting victims. I would not let someone dial a telephone for me if they were drinking Four Locos.
Plus, it's near the eyes.
Four Locos is, it's what, like an alcoholic energy drink?
Yeah. I've heard that it gets you
ripped.
Real drunk. The news station reported that he charged $350 to inject lips, chins, and cheeks.
On your face, in other words. He's drunk and he's got a needle that he's injecting into your face.
Doctor, doctor. Woman 77 hurled Whopper and racial slurs. A 77-year-old retiree.
This is the Villages.
Yes.
The big retirement village.
She was upset.
Where Trump used to go sometimes.
Now, this is the reason. Judith Black, the reason I picked this as a winner is because a lot of times with these fast food things, when they happen at Burger King and stuff, we know that they're upset, but they don't tell us why.
Right.
And there's still a mystery to this story, but she was upset about the thickness of the tomato on her Whopper. So she alleged.
This is just the first. I've never read this one before. I've never seen anyone angry about the thickness of the tomato. How big was the tomato?
No,
had to
we
be
don't,
very large.
But we don't know if she was mad that it was too big or too thin, too thick or too thin. And so the mystery continues.
Get to the bottom of this, Grace.
I'm on it, Captain.
I'm Howie Carr.